is the UR Business Network.
Welcome to the Medical Travel Show, a forum for ideas, challenges, and benefits for international wellness and medical travel. This is Elizabeth Ziyumba, and I'm here today with my co-host, Irving Stackpole.
Thank you, Elizabeth. It's great to be here. Our guest on today's program is joining us from Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia. Ms. Shireen Azura Asli is the Chief Executive Officer of the Malaysia Healthcare Travel Council, which we know as MHTC. Prior to joining MHTC, Ms. Asli led the Malaysian Diaspora Outreach Team at Talent Corps, an organization developed under the Prime Minister's Department to formulate and facilitate initiatives to match and create talent in line with the needs of Malaysia's economic transformation, which is nothing short of amazing. Since taking over as CEO of MHTC in March 2015, Ms. Asli is in charge of continuing to position Malaysia as a preferred destination for world-class healthcare services and to promote global awareness of the Malaysian healthcare industry. Welcome to the Medical Travel Show, Ms. Shireen.
Thank you very much, Irving. I'm privileged to be here. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. It's our privilege to welcome you to the program, Ms. Shireen. We're delighted to have you join us. Thank you. Perhaps you can tell our listeners more about yourself and how you came to be involved in the wild world of the medical travel industry.
Well, I think that's how I would describe it myself. You know, it's a wild world for me because, honestly, I don't come from the healthcare sector. The disclaimer I always put forward is that I'm not a doctor and I'm not someone from the healthcare industry. I'm just a normal Joe, in the street who are patients, normally to benefit from Malaysia's good healthcare system, to be honest. And one of the things that actually got me interested in the healthcare industry was when I was with Talent Corporation in Malaysia, as Irving introduced just now. I was involved in the development of talent for the healthcare industry. So that was more looking into specialists that are in shortage in certain areas in Malaysia and how we reach out to global Malaysians or who are, I would say, the diaspora all over the world to look into how they can contribute to the country in their areas of expertise and even to return from wherever they are, you know. Like we reach out to our specialists, Malaysian specialists working in the UK, for example, or mm-hmm. even in Australia, mm-hmm. and some even came from the US. So all these Malaysians who have been studying in those different countries, you know, and they have been practicing there as consultants. They have, different experiences and areas of speciality. We saw them as assets to Malaysia, and they have, many of them have returned, and the others have been contributing to Malaysia's healthcare growth from wherever they are in different areas, you know, and that sort of inspired me to get deeper into the healthcare industry. Although I must say that, you know, not specifically medical travel, but I guess that's why it got me now.
The role of the diaspora in the medical tourism sector is a very interesting subject and something that I'm particularly interested in and would love to understand more how your role at Talent Corps, what kind of inducements or programs or outreach did you do to healthcare professionals to either bring them back to Malaysia or have them contribute in other ways to the healthcare system?
I think it all stems from the fact that in our economic transformation program, we need a diverse group of talent, mostly professionals in different areas. And really, if you look into our focus in our economic transformation program in Malaysia, we look into 12 different sectors. And one of the key sectors that we are really looking into growing and in a way expanding is actually healthcare. Actually, interestingly, our healthcare system in Malaysia is also undergoing huge transformation, partly because Malaysia has grown to be blessed with two systems. In our healthcare, you know, we have the public healthcare as well as the private healthcare, and both of them are actually, if I am very proud to say, of world class, and I think that's been recognized in many countries, including the recent International Living Survey in released in February 2015 in the US. It also recognizing that Malaysia has the top scores for healthcare. So one of the things that we're looking at is, you know, to see how we can transform the healthcare system to be better, and how the two sectors, you know, the public and the private sectors, can be synergized towards better care, better quality, better accessibility for Malaysians. And in doing so, we are also very blessed that, you know, like Malaysians have 100% access to healthcare for both sectors, in terms of how we actually gain. You know, the patients going to these sectors is actually about 50-50. We have more than 220 private hospitals offering mostly tertiary cares, you know, from even full accident emergencies with residents, consultants. So with all this growth in these sectors, then we have growing needs for experienced professionals, especially specialists with sub-specialties and sub-specialties. And that's where we came in when I was in Talent Corp, and I was looking into, okay, where could I find, you know, these gems in the world, you know, and the easiest way for us to reach out would be to reach out to Malaysians who obviously have strong affiliations to the country and would like to see the country prosper and, you know, make things better for Malaysia. So really, my aspirations when I was with Talent Corp and when I'm now in MHTC is to see how I can personally make a difference for Malaysia, you know, and for Malaysians as a whole in terms of you know, overall, you know, economic transformation program, but now in MHTC specifically in the healthcare economy, put it that way. So, yeah, so we went all over the world where we can find pool of Malaysian professionals, healthcare professionals. We reach out to them, we had discussions, you know, we share with them opportunities that are in Malaysia, because many of them left Malaysia maybe 20 years ago. Things were very different then. Mm-hmm. So we shared about all the growth, the transformation, the potential, the opportunities, and then we present to them, you know, that they are what's available, what options there are for them. If they are interested in returning, we will facilitate. And we actually come, when we go and meet up with them, we go with private sectors. You know, you have all the hospitals with us and also the public sector. So you have, we had, like, for example, our Director General of Health sharing about the transformation to the with the diaspora. And we have maybe probably seven private hospitals, you know, all the CEOs and the MBs will come and share with the diaspora what their plans are for their hospitals. And we have universities and teaching hospitals also coming and sharing the opportunities in research and, you know, the growth in different sectors. So it gives a holistic view to the diaspora, Malaysian diaspora abroad, of where we're heading, what's available, what roles they can play in terms of making that difference. And I think that's something
you're listening to the UR Business Network. And,